शांति 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 आम प्लीज गुड आफ्टरनून इट्स गुड टू बी विद यू वंस अगेन ऑन दिस लवली संडे आफ्टरनून ज्ञान मार्ग इज नॉट फॉर एवरीवन. It is a teaching for those beings who perhaps in a previous existence were bhaktas and involved in deep spiritual practice. Or for people in this life who have been bhaktas, who are yearning for awakening, to those people, Yanamarga becomes meaningful. But to the average person, it is an ego trip. To the average person, Yanamarga means absolutely nothing. It's an intellectual jargon that they hold on to using certain words. I am consciousness, I am freedom. Yet their mind is somewhere else. Their thoughts are on something else. After all, how many people can really feel Jnana, feel the teaching deep in the heart? It's really ludicrous for me to sit here and tell you that the world does not exist, your body does not exist, the universe does not exist, God does not exist. And you accept it. What should you accept this? The thing that separates you and the Marga from other teachings is that that's what I mean. There's silence. This is what the Yanamarga is all about. Total silence. The mind becomes quiet. It goes within, into the heart, and disappears. It is not really a teaching. For to have a teaching, there has to be thought and a teacher, an object and a subject. You know, Magga has no object, has no subject. It has no teaching. It's not like yoga. It totally transcends everything that you understand and know. When the average person looks at the world, they see all the dastardly things happening. Man is humanity to man. Everywhere in the world there's problems. And I come along and I tell you all is well. That's ludicrous, it's ridiculous. It's the average person. I tell you all is well, everything is unfolding as it should. Everything is in its right place, there are no mistakes. And yet you're filling this world with all its problems. You sit on the TV, you see people getting killed in different countries. In India, Muslims are fighting with Hindus. In Africa, whites are fighting with blacks. People are fighting all over this world. And you're not fighting those calamities that come along. Cataclysms, earthquakes, hurricanes. Most people are involved in saving their lives, taking care of themselves so they can live another day. Yet I come along and I tell you, forget about these things. Turn within. Turn to the reality within you. And then you will see the world completely different. You will see yourself when you look at the world. And you will see peace. In the midst of all this confusion, there is peace. There is love. There is harmony and joy. Yet this doesn't make any sense. How could this be? You haven't felt it, you haven't seen it. This is the reason a teaching like this should only be taught by a person or a sage who has the experience of this, who has experienced all of this. If a teacher begins to teach something like this and has not had a personal experience of its truth and reality, it will lead everybody to chaos and destruction. Everybody will become very egotistical. this is why prior to getting into this kind of teaching, there has to be a tremendous humility, a humbleness. A loving kindness, a forgiveness, a joy. When you have developed these traits, then you can step higher into Jnana Marga. And I'll be very clear to you. It'll be very plain. It'll be the absolute truth. You have no problem with it whatsoever. Jnana Marga does not consist of lectures or sermons or talks. Isn't it a question of becoming a teacher to teach this to people? And Jnani always runs away from this. A person who experiences and not wish to be a teacher. Because there's nothing to teach. Think about this. A person has transcended the world, transcended the universe, and realized the nothingness of things. What can they possibly teach? What can they say? I will not prepare fancy sermons or lectures or profound teachings that I get in the book to share with you. I tell you the truth, I am absolutely nothing. And I share my nothingness with you. Will you accept the nothingness? Will you accept that you are nothing, and I am nothing, and nothing exists, and nothing ever existed? Yet it's difficult to share this with the ordinary people. This is why this teaching can be a dangerous thing for some people. Where people can reconcile this teaching with the ways of this world. You can't bring the average person in the street in here and tell them about Jnana Marga. They'll say to you, look at the city. Look what's happening to people. People are killing each other. There's man going on everywhere. Everywhere you look, there are problems with man. Fighting, killing, destroying. And you come in and tell us that this doesn't exist? You're a liar, they'll tell me. These things are plain and clear. Look at them. Everywhere. Riots in L.A. Killing in India of Muslims and Hindus. In Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia, people are killing each other by the thousands. So somebody like me comes along and says, hey, this does not exist. All is well. That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? For me to make a statement like that. How can I possibly make a statement all is well when your senses tell you it's not? This is why I say to you, this teaching is not for the average person. The average person wants to argue, to fight, to debate, to get their point across. But the person has realized the truth has nothing to argue about, nothing to debate about. They become a living embodiment of reality. And they understand that the world does not see the same thing. This is the reason you find most Dhyanis do not give any teachings whatsoever. And we know nothing of them. You should never believe everything I say to you. You should never accept anything I tell you. But you shouldn't argue about it either. What you should do is to go within yourself and find out if I'm telling you the truth. Find out if I'm showing the truth to you, I'm just telling you a pack of lies. I tell you, in the midst of all this confusion, in the midst of all this chaos, there's beauty and joy and love and total happiness. And what you see depends where you're coming from. You are the one who's created your life. And you've created your universe, the world and what you see. It comes from you. Where else would it come from? It didn't appear by itself. Everything appeared because you were born. Before you were born, nothing existed like this. You were born, here's everything existing as a place, person, thing. But in truth, no one was ever born. No one subsists, no one dies. There is no universe as you see it. You're simply hallucinating. You've been hypnotized, and you're living out the hypnosis as if it were real. In other words, what you're doing is you're allowing your senses to tell you what is real and what is not. It is the job of your senses to carry you through this life in the body, until you die. But there have been people who have seen things a little differently. There have been beings in the Sutta that are called sages, saints, way-showers, who for some reason have been able to experience another world, another life, something completely different. These people have been very few and in between. You can find spiritual teachers by the dozens all over the place, teaching systems of yoga, teaching laws and rules and regulations, how you should conduct yourself, how you should live. This has been going on since the beginning of time. Have things improved? Things have gotten relatively worse. Not better. So there must be something else. There must be some other truth that we don't know about. And a person starts working on themselves, removing their egos, looking at themselves really, truly, absolutely, seeing what's going on in their lives. It all begins with you, not outside of you. Never trying to change a person, or change a thing, or change an idea. It begins with you, the way you are right now. You look at yourself and you see what you are. How you react to person, place, or thing. What kind of a personality you've got. You have to be totally honest with yourself. What kind of a being am I, you ask yourself? Am I a terrible person always getting into fights with people, arguments, always confusion, trying to straighten people out, trying to straighten things out? What am I doing in this world? What's my real focus? Did I come here to change anything? To prove something? To show people how good I am? Why have I come into this world? You have to ask yourself that question. What am I really doing here? For what purpose have I come? The average person just cannot comprehend this. Because they believe what they see. That's all there is for them. What the eyes see, what the ears hear, what the mouth speaks, what the feelings feel, that's all they know. This is neither good nor bad, but has absolutely nothing to do with you. There are those people who have experienced many lifetimes, of spiritual work, spiritual practice. And I'm prepared to go into the final round of spirituality and be totally free and liberated. Those people will be attracted to the correct teacher, the correct book, the correct mountain, the correct tree, whatever it is they need at the time to break the shell and set them free. You can tell where you are by the feelings you have. If things are becoming totally meaningless to you, and you don't become frightened over things, you don't become angry over things, you don't become judgmental over things, you begin to leave things alone, and just observe everything, then you know you're on the path of self-realization. Before you know it, you'll be absolutely free and liberated. But if people bother you, people annoy you, people make you angry, upset, then you've got a long way to go. You and I both know people followed spiritual paths for many years. 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. And what have they become? Dictionaries. Encyclopedias. They can tell you everything that's going on in different movements, different teachings. But I found no peace. I've not found any peace whatsoever. They keep running around to different movements, different teachers, different books, different categories, trying to change people, trying to make people believe what they believe, wanting people to do what they do. I'm getting older and older and older. Pretty soon I become so old, I become feeble. I have no idea what life's all about. I just drop dead. And life goes on. But those of you who are sincere, to the extent that you want to awaken totally and completely, know what you have to do. It begins with you, not with anybody else. Never mind what anybody else is doing. The only way you can ever bring peace into this world is to become self-realized. You're not trying to bring peace externally. You cannot do this. People have tried this since the beginning of time. Trying to bring peace into this world. Can it be done? Simply because this world is a world of Maya. Illusory world. It has no substance behind it, no meaning, no beginning, no end. you therefore begin to observe yourself. You begin to look at yourself. You inquire, who am I? Where did I come from? You become still, quiet. You stop trying to win points. Do not allow your body to tell you how you feel. Do not allow the mind to tell you how things are. Do not allow the world to tell you what's going on in the world. But look through all these things. With your spiritual eye. Develop loving kindness, compassion, peace. Everything takes care of itself. But it always begins with you. It begins with your existence. Who exists? Who exists? I exist. What is this I? Where does I come from? What is the source of this I? There's absolutely nothing to use to worry about, to be upset about. If you realize that the I does not really exist, there's no I. If the I does not exist, how can your body exist? How can the world exist? How can the universe exist? These things only seem to exist because the I exists. If I thought everything was beautiful, can you agree with me? Can you believe this? Of course not. Most of you would be lying if you said you can. When you can't see beauty in yourself, how can you see it externally? If you only knew who you really were, you keep identifying with your humanity, and that's the biggest mistake you ever make. So identify with your humanity. This is why you have the problems you have with people, places, and things, with yourself. Because you're identifying with these things if they were real. And if the world is real for you, then you have a big fight in your hands. Trying to make things right. Trying to straighten things out. Therefore, you must leave the world alone. Leave people alone. Leave God alone. Leave yourself alone. It's okay to admit that you don't know who you are. To say to yourself, I have no idea who I am or what I am. At least you're telling the truth. When you develop that humility, the humbleness, that you don't know who you are, this is the beginning of wisdom. But when you think you know who you are, and you're stuck in a place which you can't get out of. When you hear about man's humanity to man, when you're watching television, you see the dastardly things going on in this world. Do not imagine it doesn't exist. That's the worst thing you can do. It's to imagine these things do not exist. But also not say they do exist. Have no opinion whatsoever. Just watch. And if you have no opinion whatsoever, you will be led to the truth automatically. You will be led to reality to make you understand what life is all about, what's really going on. But when you think something is real, it means that you know this thing to be real. You become a part of it, and you have emotions that go with it. You become upset. Disillusioned. So, here we are. We're nowhere. We appear to be somewhere. We think we're somebody and we're nobody. Try to leave everything alone. Just do this for yourself. Do not try to change one person. Do not fear anybody or anything. Do not come to any conclusions of any kind. Do not allow your thoughts to run away. To run amok. As soon as the mind starts thinking, catch it right away and stop it. By becoming aware of it, until you stop it. When you become aware that your mind is thinking, it slows down. It is only when you follow your thoughts, you believe you are your thoughts, the problems arise. But when you catch your mind worrying, you catch your mind fearing, you catch your mind thinking about anything, by observing it, by watching it, the mind has to slow down. Try to be happy just the way you are. Do not think you have to better your life or make things happen that you don't have. Acquire things in your life that you don't have that you need. Do not consider these things. Learn to live in the moment. Become centered. Learn to love yourself. Not the human self, but the self. Awaken and be free. Awaken right now and be free. Why don't you do this? Wake up from your sleep. The sleep of ignorance. The sleep of Maya. Awaken and be totally free. You are free already. And all is well. It's now time to play.
Stop the guru.
Right. We'll see what kind of samples we have today.
I have news for you. We have no stumpers.
No stumpers.
Not a single one.
An old chicken.
We're already stumped out.
What a bunch.
That means you know the ancestors, it means.
We'll have to ask some questions.
I got a question.
Sure.
The Bhagavad Gita talks about, you know, one in a thousand is interested, and out of the people that are interested, out of a thousand of those, one gets there. And you were kind of talking about, you know, there's two groups of people, the people that are apparently devoted enough or interested enough, and all the other types. And I've read some Lives of Saints. I'm one of those encyclopedia people that you talked about the 20 years, and they seem to be particularly in Vaitarya caves, a lot of fasting and a lot of weeping, a lot of very intense devotion. The path is, they say, straight and narrow. What about the rest of us? Like you said, the 20-year people. I mean, can you give us any hope? It was pretty. Can we achieve something in this lifetime as well, or are we doomed to reincarnate or maybe get it when we die? Or why is it so tough, and what's our chances? I mean, if we were a gambler, you know, you'd throw in your cards and say, well, let me go play another game here because the odds stay.
As long as you're thinking this way, you have a problem.
Yes.
The whole idea is you have to let go of all types of longings, wantings, desires. You have to become a true devotee. Then you don't care anymore. You're not interested in getting anywhere or trying to do anything. You simply get lost in the teaching itself. Without looking for answers, without trying to become enlightened, without saying, I have to do this, I have to do that. You just live every moment, by moment by moment, in devotion, in love, in joy, not thinking whether you're going to get enlightened or not get enlightened, you know, making this life or not. A person like this is already enlightened. He's already free. Get rid of all questions, all doubts, all fears, all apprehensions about spiritual life. And live in the moment unafraid, full of total joy and happiness and peace. And you'll see, I've always been enlightened. You know, they are enlightened. Everything's okay. But if you keep worrying about when it's going to happen, aren't you really saying, I don't have it yet? There's something wrong. I'm not that, and I have to become that. Well, in truth, you're already that. In reality, you're already enlightened. There's nothing else to do. You don't know where else to go. Be yourself. Be the way you are. Totally, completely. The way you are is not the body, nor the mind, nor the experience. It's we are in a door. Let's intelligently look at the whole situation, the whole picture. And quiet the mind totally, absolutely. Stop worrying about anything, stop thinking about anything. Surrender completely to yourself. Realize that you are the answer to all of your questions. When you have a problem, look at yourself. The problem comes from you, can be eradicated by you. You are the solution to everything. No one exists but you. You are totally absolutely free of living. There's nothing you have to do. So you come to satsang and leave it alone. Try to empty yourself. Be totally empty of ideas, of thoughts, of wants and desires. And when that happens, you'll see that you're already self-realized. You're already awakened. You're already liberated. Make it very simple. Always live in the moment. Never concern yourself about yesterday or tomorrow. But stay centered in the moment. In that moment, all is well, everything will fall as it should. In that moment, you're okay. Just stay in the moment. And you'll be all right. That's the wrong attitude. This is what I was speaking of before. This teaching can make you become very self-centered and very egotistical. When you really know how to do it, there's no way to relinquish anything. When you're an adedua, it means you are free. You're not avoiding any responsibility. What you are will take care of everything the way it's supposed to.
Do you think that doing still doesn't happen?
The happening will happen without you being the doer. Everything will take care of itself the way it's supposed to. We'll not be concerned with this at all. So when you are not a doer, it does not mean that you avoid responsibility and you don't care. It never means I don't care about anything. It means that I am not the body. I am not the mind. I am not the person who has to do something, who has come here to do certain things. I am the imperishable self, consciousness, the pure awareness. This will take care of everything for you in the right way. And you will find that your body is doing things that it was supposed to do. Your body is doing things that it came here to do.
So that's an interesting thought, because I find that happening a lot to me.
seems like there is, you know, just as the yogi said, things will take care of themselves. This seems like something was here to be done by someone or by the doer. And why is there so much of a concern about trying to shape that?
Because you're living out of your mind. It's the mind that's concerned. But when you understand the situation, you're right. The mind has nothing to do with it. You do not choose the mind to be a doer. In a real sense. In a real sense, the self is a doer. The higher self. It takes care of everything. When you get yourself out of the way, it all begins and ends in your mind. It's in your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. Examine your thoughts. That's the way to stop being the doer. Ask yourself, who does these things? Who's the doer? Question yourself. Who is responsible for this? And you'll find out that you're not the doer at all. You never were the doer. And everything is being done in the right way for the good of all concerned. Do you see what I'm saying?
I think so. I'm just questioning that process. Make an interesting phenomenon happen where someone would, I guess they think, well, yeah, they should describe them. A lot of problem that, where there's a fine line between allowing something to happen around you, thinking that you have control of it over him, or that you should be involved in it. I mean, how involved should you be in that process?
As long as you're thinking about it, it'll come to that conclusion. You always have choices to make as long as you keep thinking about these things. Do not keep thinking about anything. Go within yourself. Dive deep within yourself. And surrender to yourself. Then everything will take care of itself properly. When you're thinking about decisions you have to make or choices you have to make, then that's the mind thinking again. And sometimes you make the right choice, sometimes you won't. But as you dive within the self and focus on the self, on consciousness and reality, and forget about everything else, then you'll find yourself making the right decisions and doing what you have to do in the right way. It's like an apple tree. An apple tree doesn't say, I'm going to grow apples. Its very nature is to grow apples. This is what it came in for, this is what it's doing. But if an apple tree were able to think like us, it would say, I'm not getting enough sun. I'm too close to the other apple trees. People are picking my apples, something is wrong. I have all kinds of excuses why you can't grow apples. And the apples won't grow. But because an apple tree can't talk like us, and think, and make decisions, it grows beautiful apples because that's the nature. Your nature is to be God. Your nature is the absolute reality. This is your nature. When you start thinking about it, just follow. For whom is there separation? For whom is there separation?
Right, that's an interesting question.
Always question yourself about these things. Always inquire within yourself. Who's experiencing this? Who's suffering? Well, that's his problem. Who's going through all this? All the answers are within you. Inquiring will find out. It will come out of you in a beautiful way.
Your perspective on this, this is clarification to share in my chat here. As I understand it, the primary thing for us is attention, and that once attention moves to any form of an object, that's in a sense when we go astray, and that Maharshi talked about it's more of a feeling sense. And if we focus on the feeling of being itself, wouldn't that be the proper perspective? Because as I understand it, the most subtle form of attention would be for the high form takes is a thoughtless feeling relatedness, which also could be the opposite of the set point of feeling a separation, but that if we focus on the feeling itself, just the feeling of being itself, that even that sense that we have, you know, we're kind of thoughtless, but we have a feeling of relatedness to everything, that wouldn't that be the way to transcend even that most subtle form of the I thought?
Where does the feeling come from? To really focus on something. The feeling has to be transcended, the feeling that you're talking about has to go. There should be nobody left to feel anything. Just watch, just be. I'm not trying to feel a thing.
How do we know when we start to subtly move away from that? And how do we know that to be for sure? And what I'm saying is when it starts to move away, our attention starts to move away from that.
Who wants to know? To know that it's not there anymore. Nobody wants to know. It'll happen by itself. It'll just be that. It'll become that. It'll become empty and empty and emptier. There's no more thoughts left, there's nothing left inside.
So we focus mainly on feeling of emptiness?
Well, there are the feelings of emptiness. Just be aware that you're that feeling. Be aware that you're that. By being quiet. As the mind becomes quiescent, everything else disappears. And you become that all by itself. But don't try to do it. Just be it. It's quite different between trying and being. Be that which you really are. And not try to do anything to yourself. Because when you try using the mind, and the mind will always fool you and take it elsewhere. Rather just be. Just watch. Just observe. Nothing will ever happen to happen. You'll be on the right track. Be yourself. Just the way you are.
Except the start time will be on Wednesday night instead of Thursday. And of course, the following week, the same thing on Wednesday night and Thursday. Pardon?
Can't hear you.
Oh, clear my frogs. I said that satsang will be on Wednesday night instead of Thursday this week, and then the following week also because of New Year's.
What time is the Bhandara on Sunday?
The Bhandara is at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And Sue isn't here, but we have a list on the table for things that people should bring. Vegetarian dishes, please. And if you want to sign up so we don't get too much of one thing. But we usually don't. It's very nice on Thanksgiving. We have a good variety. And let me see what else is there. Something else. I write things down. I remembered.
Andrew isn't here to handle entertainment.
Andy. I was telling you. Oh, all right. And then don't forget about the books. And Andy's not here. And your last minute gifts that you want to give to somebody, be sure and get the book Robert has it. Maybe a video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got
the video. Can you take it? And it's beautiful. I think we're in our second printing already, so it is selling very well.
Anyone else have anything to say?
Decorations?
Alright,
okay.
We have no prasad today. We ate on Thursday. It was enough to choke a horse. So we'll have to try to suck on our fingers.
Good
for So until we meet again, bless you, be happy. Remember to love yourself, to bow to yourself, to worship yourself. For God dwells in you as you. Peace.